Chapter 3. The Oblong Box. My curiosity now returned. There was no servant. That was a fact. Instead, I looked for the extra baggage. After some time, a cart arrived at the wharf. It contained an oblong pine box, which was loaded onto the ship. Immediately after, we set sail, and in a short time were safely out to sea. The box in question was, as I say, oblong. It was about 6 feet long by 2.5 feet wide. I looked at it carefully. Now, this shape was strange, and once I saw it, I was proud of myself for correctly guessing why my old friend had booked an additional room. Remember, I had earlier thought that Wyatt would be bringing a picture. I knew that Wyatt had been negotiating with Nicolino for the last several weeks, and now here was a box with an unusual shape. It had to contain a copy of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. I also knew that Nicolino possessed a copy of the Last Supper painted by Rubini the Younger in Florence. Adding all these details together, I was satisfied that I had correctly guessed that the extra baggage was a painting. I laughed to myself when I thought of my own ability to solve the mystery. This was the first time that Wyatt had kept an artistic secret from me. It seemed that he had planned to sneak the fine painting into New York without my knowledge. I decided to question him about this. One thing, however, seemed odd to me. The box did not go into the extra room. It was placed in Wyatt's room. It remained there, occupying almost the whole floor. This must have been very uncomfortable for the artist and his wife. Worse, the letters on the box were painted with something that had a strong and disgusting smell. On the lid were painted the words, "Mrs. Adelaide Curtis, Albany, New York. Charge of Cornelius Wyatt, Esquire. This side up. To be handled with care." Now, I was aware that Mrs. Adelaide Curtis of Albany was Mrs. Wyatt's mother, but I was surprised by the address. I had expected that the box and its contents would go to Wyatt's studio on Chambers Street in New York City.